a matter of fact, in someone else earlier. And I think you can sense this by talking to them. Everyone has a chronological age, and then they have an internal age. Did you know that? That's true. And my internal age is about 42. My energy level is there. So that's not going to be an issue at all. If I feel pressure for us to advance, it's just that I just love to win and be successful, and so does everybody else. So why not do it sooner rather than later?
When you said you talked with Coach O'Brien, said, you're my guy, did you have a similar conversation with Coach Lowe?
I didn't have the opportunity. I saw Sydney. We had the chancellor had arranged a luncheon with a number of the members of the Board of Trustees, coaches, and staff. So I saw Sydney at lunch. David Horning had taken me by to see Tom, Coach O'Brien, earlier, and he was in a staff meeting with his assistants and said to me, would you like to come in and say a few words? So I said, absolutely. So it was just a great impromptu opportunity to visit with them, and I think that it's critically important right now that they understand I'm not an athletic director who wants to, quote, make her mark by hiring her own person. What I want is for NC State to be successful. So if I'm the AD at NC State, he's the football coach at NC State, therefore, he's my guy.
And the message is then the same for Coach Lowe then?
Absolutely. My job is to be sure they have everything they need to help them with on-campus recruiting, which I love doing anyway. And we have a lot to sell, so that will be so easy. And then to lay out together goals and objectives, and then to be accountable for those.
Well, you mentioned the status quo that you wanted to change, but how do you define the status quo as you see it?
Status quo is, in terms of wins and losses and where you are. If you're going to talk about competition, where do we finish in the ACC in various sports? Where do we finish academically in the federal graduation rate, in the graduation success rate? Those are easy. They're just numbers, rank ordered. So it's easy to see what they are. What's hard is to move the needle.
What should students expect from you? Because, you talked a lot about the fans. What about student fans in particular?
Student fans are unique and uniquely needed and valued at athletic events. They change the whole environment of an athletic contest. It'd be a whole different experience and a lesser experience without them. So you will see me wanting to talk to them. You won't see me wanting to be around them. You will see me asking the SGA if I can come and visit. I will do anything and everything I can to engage the student body in the athletics program.
You mentioned you didn't imagine yourself coming back to NC State until a week ago, until the job came up. But was the appeal of this job, how big of the appeal was coming home, so to speak, coming back to North Carolina?
Well, I can always visit North Carolina without working here. It's a lot more than that. I am genuinely engaged in the challenge of playing a part in advancing the athletics program with the senior staff, with the boosters. What I said about working together is critically important. And you mentioned what I said about the status quo. I mean, this is tough. This is not easy. There will be bumps. Are you kidding? People who are beating NC State love the status quo. They love it. And they're going to do everything they can to be sure it stays that way. So it's a battle. But it's a battle I'm up for, and I think we're going to have a team of people who will be up for that.
This, the ring you said that you have of your sister's, what kind of ring was it?
It's a black onyx ring.
Okay.
And when Nikkei passed, and we went to her condo, there was a discussion among the my brother, who played football for Clemson, by the way, the errant son to Clemson, and my sister Susan, about, Kay had left lots of different things, and, some of it, some were personal effects, and some were furniture, and some were money, and there was a discussion about who was going to take the furniture, and I said, I don't want any furniture, give the furniture for me to my brother's son, who's married and was getting ready to have his second child. They're moving into a bigger house. I said, they don't even have furniture for that house. Give them this furniture. But I do want two things, and they're in her jewelry box. I want a ring and I want my mother's watch. That's what I want. And so we trade.